The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producers and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung. And for today's episode, instead of me interviewing, I'm going to be interviewed on my show today. And we have a familiar face. There's a familiar face right next to me, ladies and gentlemen. So let's welcome back the one and only Erin Epp. You've all seen her on my show. So let's welcome back Erin Epp to the show. Good afternoon, Erin. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing today? How are you feeling?
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. What an introduction. Wow.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm doing all right. Sunny day out. Spring is here. I'm doing pretty good. I'm really happy to be back here. I was just saying, it doesn't seem like that long ago that I was here, but it was actually just over 6 months ago. But it seems like yesterday.
Well, it was like last year I had you on my show and I interviewed you.
Yep.
So how does it feel to be back on my show?
Well, it's wonderful to be able to talk to you again. And when you interviewed me last time, as we were talking, I was thinking, because you were asking me questions about choir and about the work that Artists Creating Together does, and about what we hope to offer and about what we hope to achieve, you know? And the whole time, as I'm talking, I'm thinking, I wonder what Joe thinks about this. I wonder what it is like for people who are singing in the choir, who are going to art classes. I wonder what this is actually like from their perspective. So I had a lot of questions for you after you interviewed me. And so I'm so happy to be here. And I'm really thrilled to be able to ask you questions.
Well, you know what? You get to turn the tables on me this time.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All righty. Well, let's get to the questions.
All right. If you were ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. All right. So I guess, first of all, can you just tell me about what it is like to sing in the Action Choir? Of course, I've been, you know, the director for, 11, 12, something like that, years. But I would love to hear, from a choir member, what's it like? What's choir like for you?
You know what? Singing in the Action Choir for me, Erin, It was getting the experience to meet new people and getting the opportunity to be in the actual choir for me and make new friends and perform with the new friends too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you get to know them a little more better, you get to bond with them too and hang out.
Right. Right. Yeah, and you didn't know anybody else in the choir when you joined, did you?
No, I didn't know anybody else in there, except there was a familiar face in the choir that I remember from the Mayfield building, from Mayfield. I went to school with her. Her name was Justice.
Okay, yes.
She went to Christian, what was it that school again? I keep forgetting.
That's okay. But there was at least one. Yeah, I remember Justice.
Yep,
so,
I remember him.
So, when you come to rehearsals in that process, we learn the songs, we do the warm-ups, we learn the songs, we, you know, joke around, we do all that stuff. What are the rehearsals like for you? Are there things that are harder than other things for you in the choir?
For me, there's not really a lot that was just harder for me, but it's just to be honest, at the beginning of when I first joined choir with you guys, I was trying to learn the movements and everything. And I was like trying to go along with what everyone was saying. So when all of us were warming up our voices and singing, saying this and that and everything, and it was like kind of hard for me to hear, but you know what, the more I kept coming, the more I got better, the more we did it, the more practice we get out of it, the more we rehearsed it, the better, the more easier I got it down.
Yeah, you kind of got into the routine. You learned the kind of the procedures, the order of things, of the warm-ups and the breathing exercises and
warming up our voices, yeah, like high and low.
Yep, yep. But I think something that you taught me in those early days when you joined is how much I wasn't thinking about when I would lead some of those warm-ups and those exercises, right? Because I often do a lot of demonstrating with my body, right? I will, you know, put my hands up or I'll do some kind of movement or gesture, and I will ask people to kind of mirror what I'm doing. I'll show them how I want them to stretch, how I want them to stand. But I never thought that for somebody who couldn't see me, I would need to explain myself and describe better what it is that I wanted people to do. So you really helped me, showed me to help me to understand how people, everybody learns things differently, right?
That's right. I learned, I mean, some people, like, I learn things differently because of my visual impairment, mm-hmm, but it's, to me, it's extremely hard for people with visual impairment, mm-hmm, that can't see or can't think, but mm-hmm, it's like, that's what makes it challenging for me, but I work around that, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that challenge.
Well, and another thing I appreciated was how you advocated for yourself, and you would at times ask me what I meant in the middle of a warm-up. You remember that? I think there were a few times where you asked me what it was exactly that we were doing, because I hadn't explained it. I had just shown it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was my first day, so I was just like trying to learn.
Yeah,
the,
but that was great.
Trying
that
to
you
learn
did that.
It. And then we also had the books that had the songs in it, but we couldn't take them home.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So that wasn't helpful, was it?
No. That wasn't helpful, but it'll be nice. It would probably nice too, but we can't, unfortunately.
Well, the things that I learned from you, the ways that I've learned to kind of adjust my directing style, my teaching style, I think has helped a lot of the other people in the choir, right? So it's not just that these changes help you, but they actually help a lot of other people who have different ways of learning. So I really appreciate that. So getting back to choir rehearsals and choir performances, do you have favorite songs that we've done or favorite styles of songs?
Styles that we've of done? Music?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That we've sung in,
yes,
in choir.
Yes, I think you were looking for that. You know what? For me, my favorite styles of music that I love to sing are some fun songs from World War II. Mm. And I also love to sing some metal songs. Of course, you know me, I'm a fan of metal. And and then also for me, my favorite songs that we sang in the choir that we loved to sing, I think it was Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I hear that song, that's got me thinking about the fish, about that the Billy Bass. You push the button and it plays the song.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Yes, my grandpa had one. But I also love the I Sing or the You Sing Too.
Oh yeah, one of our warm-up songs.
Yes, that was one of my favorites. I also love the Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That was one of our favorites. I found, you know, I also found that on the choir AC Shiner choir playlist too.
Right.
So I found that. I found some other songs too that I think I might recognize. So it was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Now you've sung a lot. I mean,
I did
in the time that you were with us before COVID hit. You did quite a number of solos.
Yeah, I did.
And tell me what it's like to sing a solo with the choir.
Singing a solo with the choir. For me, I love singing solos with the choir, but I love to sing, I love to sing by myself, but I'm not saying I don't like to sing with anyone, but I just like to sing alone. But I have a good voice, mm-hmm, and I use my voice for talent. That's a very good question that you asked. I love that question, but I love to sing with people. Mm-hmm. But I can sing with the background, because to be honest with you, the first time I joined a choir, it was the KVO choir. Mm-hmm. This was before I went I came to your guys' choir. I was with the KVO choir, and I did sing some solos. And I loved singing solos. And
mm-hmm. How do you feel when you sing solo? Do you feel nervous? Do you feel just ecstatic? Do you feel, what's that like?
I don't feel nervous when I'm singing, but I feel very excited and mm-hmm. ecstatic. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how I feel when I'm at a show or somewhere singing.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like expressing yourself too.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's the feeling you get from performing for an audience?
Hearing the audience applaud for me after I'm done singing. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can feel the energy of the crowd or of the audience when I come out to the stage to perform. And I feel like I'm giving that energy right back to the audience too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like giving them feedback when you're singing mm-hmm. your solo.
Right. What do you think the audience is thinking about when you're singing?
This is a very, very good question for me. Wow, my gosh. What is the audience thinking about me?
About you.
Not about me? No.
Not, I mean, when the choir's singing, when you're doing a solo, when all those people out there, what do you think they're thinking about?
I think, you know what? I think they're thinking, well, he has, they're an amazing choir.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that they're thinking right now, well, he has a very good voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got the talent for it.
Yeah.
That's a very good question it's a very good question. But
it might be a hard one to answer. I mean,
it's a hard one.
But interesting to think about, right?
It is interesting when you think about it.
Now, we've performed, of course, at Kuiper, where we rehearse.
Yeah.
And we've performed at the mall.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, help me out here, because the...
I think you're going to say, one of your favorite performances?
Yeah, favorite performances? And I'm just trying to think of all the different places that we've performed. But I think it's just the mall and at Kuiper, since you joined the choir.
You know?
Right?
Go on.
So I was just going to ask if you had a favorite place to perform.
One of my favorite performances that I remember performing at the Christmas concert. Mm-hmm. And it was at Kuiper College. And this was back in 2019. And then another performance that I loved doing, it was performing at the mall. I think it was Woodland. Was it Woodland Mall or mm-hmm. Rivertown?
Yeah, it was Woodland.
Woodland, okay, because I'm trying to remember, but it was Woodland Mall, and we had the Action Drummers going, and we had, the choir, we were there, and we had Josh Dunigan,
yeah,
who was the Action Drummers. that was one of my favorite memories,
mm-hmm.
my favorite performances.
Do you remember any moments from that performance? You sang Blue Christmas there, didn't you?
That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah.
I got to sing Blue Christmas. I got to sing that song because I was because I told you this before last year on my show when I interviewed you about the AC Shiner Choir Christmas concert, and that was on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember that moment. That was one of my favorites. Biggest moments.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of energy at that concert.
There was, and it
a lot of commotion.
So much. Yes.
Right? But the good kind of commotion, I think.
Yes. There was so much. It was good energy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of excitement in the crowd, too.
Right, and a lot of people. A lot of people were there. A lot of performers were there. A lot of people were watching us, and
yep.
of course then people walking past as they did their holiday shopping.
Yes, and we had someone with a guitar.
Yep. That's right.
Trying to figure out who that was.
He only played with us once, and you know, that's a good question. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Me neither.
Who he was, but he was great.
Yeah.
If we ever have performances again, I think we'll have him back. But
hopefully,
they're not too far off. Performances are coming back.
Good.
I heard that Broadway's opening up.
So did I.
So this is great news.
Yeah.
This is great.
No, I absolutely think that's got you thinking of the musical Hamilton.
Yeah. Yes. Am I ever not thinking about the musical Hamilton?
Right?
Have you?
Because you love it.
Oh, I do.
I've never heard the musical Hamilton before.
Well,
I'll have to check it out.
You sure will. You sure will. Are you a fan of rap? Do you like rap, hip hop? That kind of thing?
I don't, you know what?
You're more of a metal guy, I know that.
Back in my day, I used to love rap music, but then it just got to the point where I just couldn't handle it or take it anymore. I'm not going to say why, but I just couldn't take it no more. I just needed somewhere else to go. I needed a new place.
Sure, sure.
So
that makes sense.
Metal for me was metal opened the doors for me. And that literally helped me and get my energy up. And that's where I learned the vocals from those guys.
That's when you started to sing? Were you a singer before you listened to metal?
I was a singer. I was singing before I listened to metal.
Okay. And before metal, what kind of music would you sing?
Well, I sang all different kinds of music. I sang some songs that were playing on the radio. I sang some Pink Floyd. I sang some Johnny Cash. I sang some. I did do some rap, but I just kind of got tired of it.
Okay.
I just, but I did sing. It was different music. Yep. I sung some songs from some Disney songs and. Let me see. Wow. That's a good, there's so many songs that I've sung.
So quite a wide variety, really.
Yeah.
And then when you found metal, you said that opened the doors for you. I love the way you put that. What does that mean, it opened the doors for you?
This is how I describe this for me. For a visual impaired guy like me, it opened the doors for me. It just felt like having a new home of music that you love.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having a welcome. Like, as soon as you turn that music on, it's like a welcome to your new home. That's pretty much how I pretty much saw it that way. And that's how I pretty much described that for me. And I pretty much said, well, Joe, welcome to your new home for music. Your new home is metal now.
Wow.
And I just pretty much blended into it. Didn't take me long, but I loved it. And I fell in love with it.
How long ago was it that you found metal?
I think, if I can remember all the way back, I think it was in October of 2011. It was at the time I was at KBO. It was on a Friday morning. I was changing channels. And I came across this music. And I'm thinking, like, what is this? And I was listening to it more and more and more. And then I rewind it and then play it back again. And then I heard a song from Motorhead come on, and I'm like, well, Joe, this is it. Welcome to your new home. And I felt so happy to be back, to be in that home. I felt like I was in a new place. I felt like it was so happy for me.
Wow.
That's just the way I describe that for
me. That's wonderful. What a powerful experience. Wow. And so Motorhead, what other bands in those very early days of metal for you, what other bands did you listen to?
Man, I'm not going to name all the bands, but it's going to be half an hour, but I'll name more when we get done.
Okay.
I listened to Five Finger Death Punch. One of my brother's friends got me into it. Then I listened to Metallica. Pretty sure we all know it. Metallica. And I listened to, let me see, Rage Against the Machine. And they're okay. They're just not really my type. But I listened to all different kinds of artists in metal.
Yeah, yeah. So when you listen to it, what stands out to you about it? What do you love the most about metal?
The rhythm, the faster pace, mm-hmm. the fast drumming, the vocals.
Mm-hmm. And the vocals.
Yep. Good question. Then there was a question that you were going to ask me about what is the hardest part about singing this, doing solos?
Right, that was one of my questions. Yes. I just got really interested in the metal, but let's get on to that question.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about doing a solo?
The hardest part about doing solos is like learning a new song.
Yeah.
But it's give it time and you'll just learn it. But it's mm-hmm. also learning a new solo. But if you do more with that song that you're doing, or if you're doing it for a performance or a show, the more better you practice at it, the better you get at it, and then bam, mm-hmm. you'll learn the song mm-hmm. by heart.
Yep.
You got to give it time first.
Right. Repetition, right?
Yep. Repetition. That's pretty much all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what is your music learning process like? Because I'm sure it's different from the way I learned how to make music. Right. So can you tell me what it's like for you to learn a new song, how that process goes?
Do you mean like how do I learn music?
Yeah.
You know what? I learn the music just by listening to the music first.
Uh-huh.
And then I learn the words, and like what I do is like I record the words and then I put them into my recorder.
Mm.
And then I go from there. The more I listen to that song that I'm practicing, the more better I get at it. That's a very good question. That's mm-hmm. a very good question to you that you asked that.
Do you usually listen to the whole song and then repeat the whole song, or do you break it up into smaller sections and play a small, shorter section, repeat that?
I just repeat the song.
The whole song.
A few times.
Okay.
But then I'll go from there. I'll just mm-hmm. just keep practicing it.
Yeah
that's
good. Well, there's some different parts about that as compared to somebody who reads music, but there's a lot that's the same. I mean, for all of us, it's repetition,
right?
It's just doing something over and over again.
Yes.
Wow. So can I ask you what kinds of barriers are there for you in choir? Because there's always more that I can learn, that the whole group can learn, about how people learn music differently. So
this is the biggest barrier that I have,
okay,
right, in choir. But I think this is the biggest barrier for people with disabilities in choir.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation for me is the biggest mm-hmm. hurdle and biggest barrier, because if there were some changes that I think that maybe could be done, changes that could be done for transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe like getting the biggest barrier is like getting the choir on a GO bus and then taking it to Kuiper College.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, transportation is the biggest barrier to try to break down, and it's not easy for me.
Right.
Because unfortunately, I can't take the GO bus out there, and I can't do Go Grandparent because it's all the way out to Kuiper College, is all the way out to Alto.
Kuiper is north up. It's still in Grand Rapids,
right.
But it's north on the way to Rockford.
Yeah, and the GO bus can't.
And the GO bus can't get there. So different.
That's what drives me nuts about that.
Yeah, different barriers from different parts of life kind of intersect and create super barriers, it sounds like.
Yeah.
If you finally find a musical opportunity but you can't get there,
mm-hmm.
what good is it? Would you say that transportation is a big problem for disabled people in Grand Rapids in general when it comes to pursuing arts activities?
Yeah, I would say it's a big problem in general for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question.
Mm. What other types of
opportunities
for music, for the arts, would you like to see in Grand Rapids?
For music making for people with disabilities too?
Yes.
You know what? To have the opportunity to work with musicians all around and other choirs too that are all around the globe. Because that's kind of hard too. I think that there should be some changes to be done. There should be some changes.
It sounds like you would like more collaboration with other groups and maybe other musicians.
Yeah, that would be nice too, to have maybe act and artists creating together and everyone do. And maybe like, you know what, this was maybe the choir do a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with the choir. Just a thought.
The choir and who else? The Action choir and collaborate with who?
Maybe collaborate with other musicians that they all know and we all might know.
Yeah.
That could be pretty cool though, but just throwing that idea out there.
I love it. You know what the choir has done in the past and was going to do last March, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
Was the event called Collage.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember if you, you remember us talking about it, but that was a collaborative event that Artists Creating Together participates in with other groups around the city, ballet, Care Ballet, the Girls Choral Academy, the Civic Theater Education Wing has participated. So a lot of different groups have collaborated on this event in the past. So that is something we hope to do again, but I'm really glad that you are thinking that way and that you would be excited about those kinds of opportunities.
Well, thank you.
So is it, maybe I think I have time for maybe one more question.
Oh, I think you were gonna ask me some other questions like.
Oh, I got a ton of questions for you, Joe. Like, I'm sure I won't get to all of them.
But. Like when did I start singing?
Yeah, so why don't we end with that then? When did you start singing?
Well, I started singing around 2 or 3 years old, if I remember correctly.
Oh my goodness. That is a long time. So you obviously don't remember singing at that age, right? Do you?
I don't remember much.
No, so your parents would have told you.
Right.
Yeah. What would you sing? Do you know? You Are My Sunshine? Twinkle, twinkle.
No. I don't know, but don't remember that much though.
Oh, well, I do have a lot more questions for you, Joe, but I'm getting the signal that it is time.
Yeah, it's getting the time to wrap it up.
For this to come to an end. So we might have to do part two one day, who knows. But thank you. Can I just say thank you so much for this opportunity?
Yes.
It's been really wonderful to hear about more of your story and your musical background and your musical aspirations, I think. This has been wonderful.
Hey, you're welcome. And thank you very much for coming back here on the show. You know what? Maybe if you come back here on the show, maybe we'll do part two.
That would be wonderful.
Sound good?
That sounds great.
We could maybe try that. Before we go, is there anything you would like to maybe say? Or add to the conversation?
Well, again, I'd just like to thank you for speaking to me today. I am really looking forward to choir starting back up. And if any of your listeners are looking for a choir, we are called the Action Choir. We're associated with Artists Creating Together. And that is an organization here in Grand Rapids that provides arts opportunities for people with disabilities. Artists Creating Together is going to have an event on their YouTube channel next Wednesday, the 26th, May 26th at 11 a.m., which will be an opportunity to get to know the organization a little more. I encourage anybody who's interested to check it out. That's if you look up their website, it's artistcreatingtogether.org.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment down below, and share. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, and you can also find it on Stitcher and Anchor.fm and Spotify, and you can also find my show on Apple Podcasts. And my show airs on WKTV channels 25, Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. Airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. And before we go, I would like to end the show with a joke, with the joke of the day. Why did the bat fly into a wall? Because he was a blind umpire. Anyways, I will see you all next week, Monday. And until next time, hasta la vista, adios, and stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other. Until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.